Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Colin Kaepernick is brave. Cops are pigs. Cops are pigs. Wait, someone just took my stuff. I need to call the cops. Oh no, I just said cops are pigs. Now who's gonna help me get my stuff? Why did I listen to Colin Kaepernick? He's not even any good. Oh, I just got all my stuff back. Cops are pigs again. Cops are pigs. Colin Kaepernick's a good backup.
What in the world is
South
that?
South Park.
Good Lord.
Oh, I just got all my stuff back. Cops are pigs again. Cops are pigs.
Totally.
All right, there you go.
Oh, it's my God.
Bound to make us friends and influence people. All right, Chuck Curry's not here today. We're going to talk about Uganda as a film capital. Wait till you hear. Wait till you get a load of this. Plus some other movie news coming right up here. 54 minutes past the hour.
Today on App Check, with Parcel, access tracking information from all carriers with one app, even international. Simple, but convenient and free.
Wow, these guys are good.
Parcel. It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, so there is a Ugandan slum that has become a production center for action movies. You buy them for $2 a pop. They produce them for $200,000. The guy who's doing the production is a former bricklayer. If Chuck were here, he'd find this fascinating. I find it fascinating. You know, this DVD audience, we were talking about some of the big stars like Jason Statham and John Travolta and Bruce Willis. Some people that are used to making $3 or $4 million for a day's work, now they're lucky to get $3 or $4 million for a month's work. And they're, applying their trade to some of the kind of movies that I'd probably go to see if they weren't too violent. Some of the silly action movies that are just that, they're just silly action movies. Some of them are coming out of this place in Uganda where they're making these movies. And I'm sure it's not going to compete with the Chinese and the Americans making movies. But yet there is a move. Some American writers who are frustrated because they can't get their stuff produced here are going to places like this to find a vehicle to produce thoughtful movies. Some of these are silly action flicks, but there are a lot of really smart movies that aren't being made because the audiences aren't that smart. And the people who are making these movies, they don't want to go to the, you know, to the trouble of making a movie that's not going to be popular. There are some really good movies around that do make it, but many movies that are produced that don't make it because they just, it's the audience is interested in CGI stuff, the big, those foolish, Batman versus Superman movies, or the big transponder, what do they call those? Transgender?
Oh, the Transformers.
Transformers.
Transgenders. Yeah. That's a whole new action movie.
Starring Bradley Manning!
In a world.
All right. Yeah. What other movie news do we have?
Rich had seen that Dwayne The Rock Johnson, one of our show favorites, he's in Hawaii where our beloved Jennifer is. And the reason he's there, he's filming Jumanji, the follow-up to the Robin Williams movie from, I think, the 90s, early 90s. And so Dwayne Johnson posted a clip on Instagram that he, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan, and the director Jake Kasdan, and along with the film's crew, they got a Hawaiian priest to bless the film. And,
really?
And they did, yeah. And they blessed the crew and the film and everything. And of course, he mentions Robin Williams, and they paid tribute to him before filming. Mm-hmm. And he said, "I often talk about mana, which is spirit, with you guys. And the mana in this room in this moment was extremely powerful. It can take your breath away and give you goosebumps like crazy." Yeah. So they're filming
now. I think
he's
got a Disney film coming out this weekend called Moana.
What a fabulous
career. And then filming Jumanji.
My God.
So Moana is opening this weekend, and he's filming Jumanji. So it's two Hawaiian films, one opening now and then one coming 2017.
Fabulous career. And he deserves every bit of success.
By far, nicest person we've ever had on this
show.
We like
including
us.
He's nicer
than we are.
Speak for yourself. Nicer than you are.
Definitely nicer than you are.
Yeah. Excuse me?
To me, anyway.
How dare you?
He was very nice to me.
Thank you to Victoria Keelan, who played the part of Jennifer and Victoria today. Rich played the part, as usual, of overcooking most of our...
That's my job.
...important discussions. 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.